Today we will discuss verse 6 from the second chapter, chapter 2, contents of the Gita, summarized text 6. First we will recite the Sanskrit. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Please repeat. Natcheta vitma kataran nokario.
Nacheta vitma kataran nojeyo.
Nacheta vitma kataran nokario.
Nacheta vitma kataran nokario.
Yatva yajema yadivana yin. Na yatva yajema yadivano yatseyu.
Yadva jainema yadivano jayeyu.
Yaneva hatvana chichi visamas.
Yaneva hatvana chichi vasva.
Devastita pramoke dhartarashtra. Devastita pramoke dhartarashtra. Word for word translation. Na.
Na.
No.
No.
Sa.
Sa.
Also.
Also.
Etat.
Etat.
This.
This.
Fitma.
Fitma.
Do we know?
Do we know?
Katarat.
Katarat.
Which?
Which?
Na.
Na.
For us.
For us.
Kariya.
Kariya.
But better.
Better.
Yatva.
Yatva.
Better.
Better.
Yayema.
Yayema.
We may conquer.
We may conquer.
Yadi.
Yadi.
If.
Va.
Va.
Or.
Or.
Na.
Na.
Us.
Us.
Chayeyu.
Chayeyu.
They conquer.
They conquer.
Yan.
Yan.
Those.
Those.
Sorry. Those who.
Those who.
Eva.
Eva.
Certainly.
Certainly.
Hatva.
Hatva.
By killing.
By killing.
Na.
Na.
Never.
Never.
Chichi
visama.
Chichi visama.
We would want to live.
We would want to live.
Te.
Te.
All of them.
All of them.
Avastita.
Avastita.
Are situated.
Are situated.
Pramukhe.
Pramukhe.
In the front.
In the front.
Dhritarashtra.
Dhritarashtra.
The sons of Dhritarashtra.
The sons of Dhritarashtra.
No translation. And purport by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Nor do we know which is better, conquering them or being conquered by them. If we kill the sons of Dhritarashtra, we should not care to live. Yet they are now standing before us on the battlefield. Purport. Arjun did not know whether he should fight and risk unnecessary violence, although fighting is the duty of the Kshatriya, or whether he should refrain and live by begging. If he did not conquer the enemy, begging would be his only means of subsistence. Nor was there certainty of victory, because either side might emerge victorious. Even if victory awaited them, and their course was justified, still the sons of Dhritarashtra died in the battle. It would be very difficult to live in their absence. Under the circumstances, that would be another kind of defeat for them. All these considerations by Arjun definitely proved that not only was he a great devotee of the Lord, but he was also highly enlightened and had complete control over his mind and senses. His desire to live by begging, although he was born in the royal household, is another sign of detachment. He was truly virtuous, as these qualities combined with his faith in the words of the instruction of Sri Krishna, his spiritual master, indicate, it is concluded that Arjuna was quite fit for liberation. Unless the senses are controlled, there is no chance of elevation to the platform of knowledge. Without knowledge and devotion, there is no chance of liberation. Arjuna was competent in all these attributes. Over and above his enormous attributes in his material relationships. I read again the verse. Nacheta vitma katarano kariyo yadva yajema yadivano yachiyo yanevatva nachijivisamas tevastita pramukhe dhartarastra. Nor do we know which is better, conquering them or being conquered by them. If we kill the sons of Dhritarashtra, we should not care to live. Yet they are now standing before us on the battlefield. Now we will first hear the comments of Purnachandra Maharaj. Prabhupada mentions, Arjuna did not know whether he should fight and risk unnecessary violence, although fighting is the duty of a kshatriya, or whether he should refrain and live by begging. If he did not conquer the enemy, begging would be his only means of subsistence. Nor was there certainly a victory, because either side might emerge victorious. Even if victory awaited them and their cause was justified, still if the sons of Dhritarashtra died in the battle, it would be very difficult to live in their absence. Under the circumstances, that would be another kind of defeat for them. So Vishvanathacharya Thakur has commented that by fighting against our gurus, Arjuna says to Krishna, I don't know whether we will be victorious or defeated. I don't even know if it is better for us to win or to lose. So for us, the result of victory is equal. In Arjuna's mind, he sees that a victory would be just as bad as being defeated. So since it is not superior, then why should we go through so many endeavors to fight if the result will be as bad as the defeat? So this is his idea, and Prabhupada commenced here. Arjuna's desire to live by begging, although he was born in the royal household, is another sign of detachment. Now, in text 7, Arjuna reveals that Krishna that actually is confused and does not know what to do. Arjuna sees it as a lose-lose situation. There is no good way to go. So naturally he feels confused. Because of his purity and his friendship with Krishna, he takes shelter of Krishna. So when we are also very confused in life, we may come to some junction in our life where we don't know what to do, whether to turn left or to turn right, or to go straight, or to go backwards. So at that time we can do different things. Usually we end up spinning our wheels on a mental plane, trying to figure out everything, but often we find that it is not easy to do that. So maybe some of you may have been in such a circumstance in your life. Maybe even recently, when you did not know what to do, you were faced with different kinds of suffering, conditions or bad results in any direction you went, or at least some situation where you were completely confused and did not know what to do. It would be nice if maybe right now, if you can think about that for a minute. Have you ever been in such a situation? What did you do? If it takes the killing of these people who are superiors, our gurus, our fathers, our relatives, our beloved ones, if it takes their death to win this kingdom, that is another defeat for us. How can we live in this kingdom, sit on the throne, enjoy the opulences, knowing that each of these kings is covered with their blood? Each of these things is covered with their blood. It is not worth it. And here we are right standing before them on the battlefield. Now we have to understand that Arjuna has put forward so many arguments. I read them more time. Compassion is feeling compassion for those he's about to slay, and that compassion dictates that he doesn't fight. Enjoyment. Arjuna thinks that he will not be able to enjoy his kingdom if the kingdom is at the cost of the lives of family members. How could one? One has to be so hard of heart to be. Destruction of the family, irreligion, unwanted progeny will overcome the family. Performance of traditional varnashram will be ended. Vedic rituals will be ended. Practically, the whole Vedic culture is going to be ended if this battle goes on. Fear of sinful reactions. He knows that the killing of these great souls is going to bring incredible sinful reaction unto him and the other Pandavas. Indecision. Arjuna did not actually know whether it's better conquering them or being conquered by them. So Arjuna put forward so many strong arguments. But what is the result of all these strong arguments? It just brought him confusion. Thus he request Krishna to accept him as his disciple. So we see here Arjuna is totally confused. So what to do? Many times when we are in such a position, that's called a depression mostly, then the mind is searching for a solution, and it continues spinning all the time. If you have been really hurt by something, then you can even sleep because the mind is always going up and down, thinking that. And that's what Arjuna is going through. He's going to fight his battle, and then the mind is spinning on a mental plane, and he sees, and the mind comes up with all these reasons. And don't do this, don't do that. And what's the result here? Arjuna is completely perplexed, confused. The mental spinning does not bring any solution, only anxiety, that was what it brings, but no solution. And he takes the right decision. He takes out of Krishna and asks Krishna, tell me what to do. He takes shelter of one with superior to him and follows the superior authority. So if we are in such a situation, what do we do? Krishna is not there to ask. Oh, we are not pure enough to get contact with him. How do we know what to do? On our own power, we don't know what to do, because all our mental speculation is in the material atmosphere, in the three modes of nature, and you never come to a factual conclusion. Srila Prabhupada will give in 255-256 the first dukesh anadvishmas dukeshu vigataspya vitraga bhayakrita stita dhirmunir utshate. Terry speaks about the Sthita Dhiramuni. He says, a Sthita Dhiramuni is a sage in Krishna consciousness, but such a sage is different from an ordinary muni. An ordinary muni is one who engages in speculation without coming to a factual conclusion. And that's the material plane. It does not give any solution, but we, of course, we continue thinking in terms of the body, mind, senses, and so on. To come out of it, one has to understand that first that one is not a body. That's one has to receive transcendental knowledge from the right source. So if we don't know what to do, we have three sources of we can consult Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. And it's good to discuss it from the three points of view. And if they all agree, then you can be sure, yes, that's what I should do. But to come to that conclusion may take some time. We need some patience. In meantime, you don't do anything, you change anything, unless you are sure that is what I should do. Because Arjuna is very intelligent. He's not an ordinary person. Srila Prabhupada says it in the purport here. This his desire to live by begging, always born in the royal household, is not a sign of detachment. So he was a pure devotee. He was detached. But under the influence of Yoga Maya, he got all this whole situation, which is typical for the conditioned soul, that there is no shanti. The way to come out of it is engaging the mind, senses, intelligence in the service of Krishna. Because if one does that, that buddhas, that atmanas, that nishtha, that parayana, kachant apunaravitam jnana nirdutta kalmasa, and one engages the mind, senses, intelligence in the service of the Lord. So one's whole being in the service of the Lord, then all doubts are removed, all misgivings, doubts are removed from within the heart. Then we start to understand real knowledge that we are not this body. So this transcendental knowledge is realized by engagement in devotional service. But mostly when we are too perplexed on the mental plane, it's a sign we are not properly engaged in devotional service. To come out of a depression, you cannot just stop the mind doing this nonsense. It's not from one moment on another. But if you immediately start engaged, if you are in such a position, you start to hear constantly Prabhupada's lectures and read the Bhagavatam and chant constantly, you will soon come out of it, sure. But the mind will rebel against it. But we have to do that in that situation. That's the best way. And make long-term plans. Consult with devotees. What should I do? And especially with advanced senior devotees, and also with the guru, consult, and you get the and try to understand through the scriptures. But in the 16th chapter, 16:23. Lord Krishna says, ya shastra vidim uchrita partate kamakarata na sasidima vapnoti naskam na pramgatim. He who discards scriptural injunctions and acts according to his own whims. Own whims means one's own mind. Attains neither perfection nor happiness nor the supreme destination. So that's an important consideration. Always consult with the scriptures. Therefore, that's because having this transcendental knowledge, or seeing through this transcendental knowledge, it saves you from the greatest danger. You are always safe if you have this transcendental knowledge. Then, and that most problems you can solve by understanding the verses of Bhagavad Gita. I've seen Pala Nanamaj knows the whole Bhagavad Gita in Sanskrit and in English. And you ask him a question and he will quote verses. And that's the answer. It's in the verses, the answer. It's all there. If you have that, I remember when I was a brahmachari in the ashram in Radhadesh in the beginning, during the Bhakta course, and we were trained to learn verses. We would take a shower and recite verses. That always, that is so powerful, that not just for preaching, it's your own safety. All knowing the scriptures and know how to see to it, that knowing the Bhagavatam, all the examples of devotees, all the stories they went through. Many of these stories is also our stories. That in the Bhagavatam we have the story of Puranjan in the forest of enjoyment. The forest of enjoyment, that's the material world. And Puranjan is a conditioned soul like us. But here you see those also in the Mahabharata. Dhritarashtra, an example of the conditioned soul, or who depends on his mental speculation. And who acts based on his material attachment. That's also the King Rishabhadev says, things. It's the verse says that one who is on the mental plane is sees through the colors, the three colors of material nature, and by that he becomes mad for sense gratification. It's a madness. And if you think in these terms of sense gratification and profit calculation and trying to avoid distress, it's always a battle with the illusory energy. And you are going to lose the battle. You're not going to win. You don't come to a conclusion. Like Arjun, he's not going to solve his problem here in that way. That's not the way out to solve problem on our own strength and trying to counteract all the distress caused by material nature and trying to get a little happiness to enjoy, flickering happiness, like sexual happiness. It's like a whole flickering thing. People are running after it like mad. Their lives is completely oriented to that. It's just a misuse of the whole situation. misuse the body for sense gratification. It's even worse than the animals. The animals are in some way regulated by nature themselves. But one who identifies with the body and works for the body is mad, completely mad by the material energy. Sanity in mind can be obtained by following the instructions of Guru, Sadha and Shastra. This is the solution, and Arjuna will take shelter of Lord Krishna, depend on Lord Krishna, depending on also on the scriptures, on the instruction of the scriptures. Base your instruction on the scriptures. Whatever you are going to do, think first. What advice do we get in the scriptures? That how to live in goodness. For the 14th chapter of Material Nature, 3 modes, recognizing the modes, avoiding ignorance, avoiding passion, and coming to the goodness. The 16th chapter, avoiding to develop the demoniac qualities, striving for to develop godly qualities, abhaya, sattva, samsudhir, abhaya, become fearless, sattva, samsudhir, strive for purification of one's existence. And that's what we should do, because if you become purified, this depression is not there anymore. But we have to become purified. What is the danger? Why do people fall into depression? Even devotees. Why? Isolation, that's the first thing. Isolation and not engaged anymore in devotional service. Then the mind takes over. The mind is in control. You are controlled by the mind. And the mind is going to drag you down. Sure. You are chanting Hare Krishna. You stop chanting, finished. The mind takes immediately over. You willingly break 4 regulative principles. The mind is going to take over. Immediately. You are in great danger. So this chanting and these 4 regulative principles are protecting us. Are a protective shield against the illusory energy. Especially when in the early morning you try your best to chant with great attention. You sit down peacefully, then concentrate, try to feel Krishna and all other things out. Best is to chant 16 rounds in one go. Don't chant while you are driving or something. If you drive and chant, if you concentrate on the chanting, then you are in danger on the road. If you concentrate on the road, then your chanting is offensive because you don't give attention. So don't chant while driving. It just does not make sense. That it needs concentration. Always do things with concentration. That concentration means focused attention, and that focused attention should be done, applied according to the scriptures. Before doing something, think twice. That is that the instruction of my spiritual master? Do I please the spiritual master by doing that? That's Krishna consciousness. That it's not an artificial thing. Just concentrating on the instructions of the spiritual master, because these are the instructions of Krishna. That's the same thing as thinking of Krishna. That's devotional service. Study of Bhagavad Gita, devotional service, and following the instruction of the spiritual master, engaging in the mission of the spiritual master, that this is saving us, because this is engaging constantly our mind, our intelligence, and so on, in devotional service. If one stops doing that, then the mind will kill you, starts to engage you in material affairs. So it means always thinking of, does my Guru much want me to do that? Is that in the scriptures? That is that Vaishnava etiquette? That are we, yeah. So many rules and regulations. Following these rules and regulations is our safety net. It's called sadhana. Following a sadhana. No time for maya. Always very busy engaged. One thing after another. So we need to be full engaged. Very good. Not over engaged, but always be busy with Krishna consciousness. If you have some time doing nothing, chant Hare Krishna constantly. But don't do things which are not Krishna conscious. Don't eat food which is not offered to Krishna. That immediately maya entered in your mind. So these things we should be the guidance in our life. Arjuna, he did not bring him any further all this mental speculation. He brought a very reasonable, good reasons, but it did not help him to take a decision what to do and what not to do. It just brought him confusion. So on our own strength, we cannot come to the transcendental platform. No way. You stay in Maya. And to come to the transcendental platform, you must please Krishna. To please Krishna, you must please Krishna's representatives or his devotees. And that means Guru, Sadhu. And Guru and Sadhu will always act according to Shastra. They are not following Shastra, they are not Guru, they are not Sadhu. But because that's the definition of one who is Guru or Sadhu, one of the definitions, that they are following scriptures very strictly, and the previous Acharyas, that they because understanding the scriptures means understanding Siddhanta, conclusion. What is the Siddhanta, the essence of the truth, and then apply this in your life, this Siddhanta. But one must first understand this Siddhanta, the conclusion, and know how to apply it. Therefore one needs a spiritual master who explains it, but that's what's the meaning. And not only what's the meaning, what's the practical value in one's life. Because transcendental knowledge just on the theoretical platform, that will not help one. One must know how to apply it. If you get an instrument, you must know how to use it. And that's transcendental knowledge is like an instrument for the intelligence. And then how to use it. So that's important. always understanding this practical value. Therefore, you need a spiritual master. Tat fini pane patina pare presna na sebia, upadek santitejanam gyaninas tat vadakshina. You have to approach a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively. And serve him. Serving means serving his instructions. One has to serve the instructions. You have Vani and Vapu. Vapu is serving the spiritual master in his body, in his needs. But higher is Vani. Vani is the real thing. That's following the instruction of the spiritual master. That's how we follow the instruction of the spiritual master. And you need a living spiritual master. You need a living spiritual master. Tasma gaum pavachita. The scripture says, Tasma means must. One must surrender to a guru. That's no choice. One must. So one must take shelter of a guru, who explains the scriptures in terms of the circumstances. That of the spiritual master understands the psychophysical nature of the disciple, how he is bound up and tangled in material web. I was this afternoon. There, all my dhotis came out the dryer, and five dhotis, and they were completely entangled. You have to disentangle. I was thinking about that when I went through that process of disentanglement. But the spiritual master knows how we are entangled, and he knows how to come out. He knows the way, and he knows, and he will instruct his disciple how to engage himself in devotional service to come out of it. And that can be that, because we are all differently bound by material nature. And Srila Prabhupada many times gave one instruction to one disciple, and the other disciple said, you do the opposite. That because one is differently situated. So Srila Prabhupada was an expert pure devotee. And he had the potency to make so many pure devotees. The point is that he's an expert spiritual master, and he has instructed so many of his disciples. And by that they could make spiritual advancement. The position of Srila Prabhupada is as such that in ISKCON is the preeminent Shiksha Guru of everyone. Because he is in a supreme position. But someone in such a supreme position can make others pure devotees. There is no doubt of that. It is not that Srila Prabhupada is not there anymore. Oh, I can now still be a direct disciple of Srila Prabhupada. No, that's against the scriptures. That one must take a living guru, must, and take guidance of him, and that it's because this you need a person, a living person, who has become self-realized and can explain you how to do it. That this principle is against the scriptures. Because also, it does not make sense that if one says they are the disciples of this spirit or of Srila Prabhupada, they are all important, they spiritually, they are fallen, and they cannot give guidance to others, then Srila Prabhupada must also be important spiritually. But that's not the case. He's a pure devotee. So such a theory contradicts itself. That if you say the disciples of the followers of Srila Prabhupada are nonsense, then how did Srila Prabhupada create nonsense? So this defeats completely the Ritvik theory. It's just a nonsense theory. They wanted to play themselves gurus. That's the truth. That but yeah, Arjuna, he takes shelter of Krishna. He knew Krishna was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That you can see from the Mahabharata, when they were in exile, then Krishna visited the Pandavas. There it's clearly mentioned that the Pandavas knew Krishna was the Supreme Personality of God. So there's, he knew that the only possibility to come out of it is taking shelter of the Supreme Lord. And we can do the same thing, to take shelter of Krishna's representative in the Guru Parampara. And such representative must be in the Guru Parampara. Evam Parampara Pratam Imam Rachar Sriyavdu Sakarne Mata Yoganasta Prantapa. The transcendental knowledge comes down to the disciplic succession of spiritual masters, and Krishna spoke it again to Arjuna because of disciplic succession was broken. How does it come broken? Because it becomes broken if gurus starts to mix the instructions of their guru with mental speculation, then it becomes broken. Then it becomes nonsense. And that's what's happening all the time. Kala is so strong that it changes everything. That's the power of material nature. So unless we follow the instructions of the spiritual master very strictly, that we cannot make spiritual advancement. So that is a very important point here. So many persons today in modern society are undergoing one crisis or another. Everyone practically has some depression, and the antidepressive pills are going up. Everyone, it's known, practically everyone takes them these days. But the devotee of Krishna cannot do that. He takes shelter of the Supreme Lord. But of course, if one is too affected by material nature, it's not just by chanting, like one comes directly out of it, because one cannot do it. One cannot do it, the mind will not allow it. Material nature is stronger. If one does sinful activities and does not chant, then one is in great danger. This is a very important lesson here. Yeah, we see even devotees, amongst devotees, some have committed suicide. You can say, yes, that's a serious issue. It's a very serious issue. And the solution is, we think the solution is devotee care, but then we have to understand what devotee care means. Devotee care means spiritual guidance, guru, sadhu, sadhu and shastra, and help the devotees to take that guidance from guru, sadhu and shastra. That's the basis of devotee care. Yes, of course, it's not only that. If one is if one is really in need help, then you have to give that person first affection and try to help him or her by giving love and affection and care and listen to the person. But gradually, by doing that, it should be directed to come to the guidance of Guru Shara and Shastra. Gradually. Because sometimes one may need the need of a psychiatric help. If the mind is too much disturbed, one may need medication, so many things. But the main help is, the real help is sadhu, guru and shastra. But to apply that medicine, one must be open for it. And there is a point between that. Like we have spiritual svadharma and material svadharma, we have to do our duty and try to give affection to this person. Same persons who are in crisis, they need first someone who listens to them. And so that they can express it, so that it can come out. But then affection should be given. Care, nice prasadam, affection, and staying association of devotees. Isolation is very dangerous. If one is in association of devotees, then Maya cannot conquer us. The Guru Mahārāj always gave the example, like you have a bundle of sticks. One stick you easily break, but you put them all together and try to break them, it'll be very difficult. So if we stick together in association of devotees, then Maya cannot touch it so much. It'll be very difficult for her. But it's isolation, which is very dangerous. We have made studies of ghosts falling down, or sannyasis falling down. Isolation, very, very important point. Even you have to be careful, because the guru of the sannyasi is, if he is going through a crisis, then he needs to talk with someone from his level. That's called peer association. Very important also that. So therefore, it's good that we organize ourselves. And if we see someone needs help, we should come together and try to help. But in a way appropriate for the situation. If the crisis is very deep, it might be quite complex. You can never do wrong by giving that person affection and listening. That's a good start. But the real solution is get shelter of the spiritual master in all your decisions. Follow his authority. That's very important. Accepting a spiritual master means I agree to follow the authority of the spiritual master. It's not that, oh my God, Gurmaj is going to ask me this or that. Gurmaj, you can go till here, that's the borderline of no further. Surrender means surrender. That, so we have to follow. Or at least try our best to follow that. And when you do that, you are safe. There will be no depression. Will not get a chance if one really follows these instructions then very, very tightly. That Guru, Sadhu, Sadhu and Shastra. That because the material problems they cannot be solved. That's just the definition of a material problem. You cannot solve it really. Yeah, maybe you can get temporary relief or something, but solving, no. That it comes up again. It's not going to go away all these problems on one material plane. But if one lives simple like a devotee, you avoid a lot of problems. That. If you strive for sense gratification and more and more and more wealth, the more wealth you have, the more problems you have. So many problems. That's going together. That therefore, when one wants to make spiritual advancements, he organizes his life in a simple way. Just what's needed for self-preservation, it said in the Bhagavatam. What you really need for self-preservation. That means we need a house or an apartment or some place to stay, an ashram. We need comfort for the body to keep it healthy. We need heating, nice prasad and so on. We make these arrangements. We need Srila Prabhupada's books. We may need paraphernalia for puja and so on. But then unnecessary things we should not keep. That's best is just a devotee. He should every month look at his possessions. See, something I did not use for 1 month, give it away to someone else. Live simple. And just what you need. You need a car for your work, yeah? You need a car, that's okay. But you don't need a Mercedes Benz, and unless it's for your job, you need it really. No, a simple car, just what's necessary that we do for our service if required. That according to time, place and circumstances, but do not create unnecessary things. Don't make your life complicated. It's not necessary. It's going you to bring you all only problems, and you try to solve them by this mental speculation, and the mind is busy with all these problems and its mental speculation and becomes restless. That's all what's happening. The mind should be focused on one point. That one point is pleasing Krishna and the spiritual master. And don't be attached to success or failure, whatever comes. That's all right. It's all a temporary thing. It's not so important. The important is that we learn to act on the spiritual platform, act spiritually, and then what's happening on the material nature we can control. We cannot control anyway. Maya tricks and everybody. Krishna is in control. What happens will happen. And in devotional service, I've seen sometimes amazing things happening. Things which go completely beyond your imagination. That amazing things. That's the power of Krishna consciousness. Yeah. So Arjuna's problems could not be solved. And cannot be solved. Because the battle will take place and there will be destruction of the family. It will all happen. All the disasters will happen. And you cannot avoid it. And that's our lives. Our lives are disaster. Disaster will happen anyway. Nothing we can do. This body will go to an end. That you will get at a certain moment problems, and that's your end. The end of the body. But not of us. We are going to the next body. And yes. Anyway, that's what I could say on this verse, on crisis situations.